Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Mush, You Huskies, brought to you by Denver Dog Works and part of Twine Group Media. It is Sunday, June 27th, 2010. And we're continuing our weekly series on the dog sledding legends. Today we're talking about Arthur Walden. We'll get to that in just a second, but before we do, I am fresh back from a sled dog trip in California, and I'm here also with my co-host and business partner, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
So can you tell us a little bit about my adventures on the sled dog trail up in California?
Well, you know, from what I understand, you ended up having to take a dirt cart up to the trail because there wasn't enough snow. You guys ran 8 dogs, and you guys did okay. I think there was a little showing off going on, so our friend got thrown off of her own cart.
Yeah, we had April Wood on last week on Mush, You Huskies, and she was talking a little bit about this and how she wrapped her cart around the tree. And if you would like to hear that story, just go to the Jaw Raw Siberians show. It is last episode on Mush, You Huskies. You can hear all about it. I did have a good time up in California. I did thought it was way too hot up there for me. 115 degrees is a little bit too warm, but that's what it felt like.
Well, you know, that's my backyard. That's where I grew up, and I try to tell you how hot it is there, but you had to go see it for yourself.
But, you know, April was saying that they do quite a bit of long-distance mushing over there in the Sierra Nevadas, and pretty much you can run from her house all the way up to Lake Tahoe if you follow the correct trails.
That's right.
And another good thing about training in California is it's mountain mushing, which means it's going to train your dogs a little bit differently than if you're running in the flats of Alaska, you know, in the basin there, or even here in Colorado. Unless you're doing mountain training, you're not getting a lot of that elevation gain.
No, that is right. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, even though here in Colorado you're able to train at a mile high or higher, you're not necessarily gaining in elevation on those training trails unless you're up in the mountains here.
One thing about California mountains is up at Shaver Lake, where April and her teams typically train, it's at 8,500 feet. But the difference in that and training at 14,000 feet or 12,000 feet if you're training in Leadville, Colorado, is that's 8,500 feet from sea level. And that's pretty much where...
Actually, it's from below sea level. If they're coming up from the valley, which she's just a little higher than the floor of the San Joaquin Valley, which is about 200 feet below sea level, they're actually climbing to sea level and then above sea level. So that's quite an elevation ascent.
Yeah, so you know, I haven't made up a decision yet on what we're doing, whether it is California, Alaska, or Colorado. And as we've mentioned several times here on Mush, You Huskies, we are taking a trip, my daughter and I, to Willow, Alaska. Next weekend, it will be her first plane flight, a doozy of 8 hours, including one red eye, to head up to the beautiful climate of Willow, Alaska, where it is rainy and cold at 40 degrees today.
You know, I spoke with one of our clients, actually one of our puppy raisers, for a service dog named Alaric that we're training right now, and he actually went to high school in Anchorage. And he took a few minutes on this past Saturday talking with me about Anchorage and how beautiful it is up there. And, yeah, if we get the opportunity to get our kids up there to finish up high school, we absolutely should. He said that if he wasn't engulfed into government employment, he'd be up there himself.
There you go. And just also this weekend, just a quick note, it was yesterday and today, is the annual Iditarod Volunteer picnic and rookie musher sign up. So all of the rookies that are signing up for the 2011 Iditarod have their entries in place as of today, and I'm interested to find out which mushers are going to make a name for themselves this year. And, of course, on Mushu Huskies, we will follow that throughout the racing season, and I hope in just a couple of years I'm at that picnic on the last weekend in June, and we are paying our entry fee and signing up for the race as well.
Right, and, you know, I'd like to say welcome to the Iditarod to all of our new rookies out there that signed up today at the picnic. Get out there, get training, stay focused, and get on Mushu Huskies on Blog Talk Radio and start sending us your questions and topics that you'd like us to talk about.
You know, we're building up quite a following. Just last week we had over 1,600 people listening to our show live on Blog Talk Radio, and I found that kind of interesting since, you know, this is still a relatively small fledgling show, and people are very interested in Mushu Huskies. And I guess April's interview, as bad as it sounded, with her being on the phone and me being on the proverbial nightmare to Blog Talk Radio and Mac Skype, she got quite a following from that.
No, that's great. You know, I think that people are intrigued by what exactly this little homemade radio shows are, and you know, that's the whole passion about social media right now is everybody wants to be connected with somebody around the world. It takes being a pen pal to a whole new height. But little shows like ours, you know, little, I don't know, basement radio shows are really capturing people's intrigue because, oh, you know what? My grandpa had a CB radio, and that's how he listened to truck drivers and got the news from around the country because they didn't have the internet, so this is a little bit on that wavelength.
That is true, and if you want to learn more about podcasting and social media and how you can utilize that for not only your business but also your passion, you can listen to a show that we just did yesterday on the Dog Doctor Radio Show where we talked about a brand-new expo that's coming called the Bark World Expo in Atlanta, Georgia in August, and we're going to be speaking there and also hosting the Dog Doctor Radio Show there live. And I tell you what, those people have it going on. Excuse me, a little tongue-tied here. And we were talking to the social media expert from Petco, and they really know what they're doing, don't they?
You know, absolutely. And she's not just doing it for promotion of Petco. She was seriously talking about helping other small businesses out there in the pet industry get a leg up. And, you know, for you mushers out there, you guys, if you start thinking of yourselves as little mini businesses, it's going to help you get a leg up and going to give you different ideas as to how to get sponsorships and grow your relationships business-wise. Nonprofits fail at social media and advertising. So it's a good idea to listen into the show when we're at Bark World Expo. Maybe we'll do a little teaser on Mushu Huskies and give you guys all an insight.
Well, I know that Mushing Magazine, they've really changed over the last decade or so. They're now doing quite a few podcasts, and they have some pretty big names that do the podcasts on there as well. And you can find those at mushing.com, as well as something that I find absolutely amazing. It's mushing.tv. A couple of foreign guys are producing pretty cool videos, and I tell you what, the interview that I listened to and watched on mushing.tv right before the Iditarod with Lance Mackey, that really gave me some insight to how and why he's a four-peat champion.
That's right, and you know, I saw something on Facebook the other day for the guy with Mushing. His name is escaping me right now, and I do apologize. But he was looking for a new web designer, web host person, so I hope that he found what he was looking for. If not, I know who can handle that for him. But everybody's getting into social media, and, you know, some of the old-timers out there, it's a little scary, unless, of course, you're our good friend Al McGaugh, who seems to be jumping in with both feet.
You know, I remember when Al writes an article for us every week on the Team Aneke blog, and we talk about it all the time on Facebook. I remember just a few months ago, he was brand new to Facebook, and he just started out, and he didn't know what was going on, and he was asking questions. And I tell you what, that old guy, he's really got it going on with producing blogs and relevant content on Facebook and really getting his name out there the way that you should in a good way on social media.
That's right. And, you know, it's all about communication. We all want to learn how to do something. We all want to get those tips and tricks. And, you know, the more you share and the more knowledge that's out there, the better the sport becomes.
That's right. And that's what we're doing here on Mushu Huskies. We're here to promote not only mushing but all dog-powered sports, including weight pulling and and bike drawing and ski drawing and dryland racing and everything else that you can think of to do with your dog, even in the off season. We're working right now with a Siberian in a service dog aspect. So we're doing all sorts of things with the quote-unquote northern breeds, and we hope to bring this to you every weekend on Sunday mornings. We're taping a little bit later this weekend at a seminar this week, but we're going to be back next week as well. So, Michelle, we're going to talk about another dog sledding legend. Today is Arthur Walden, and he's really changed the way that people think about and understand not only the sport of dog sledding, but how and why we still do it here in the United States. Michelle, take it away.
When sled dog racing started to catch on as a winter sport in New England and Canada, the speedy little Siberian dogs with the great endurance had not been introduced outside of Alaska. These crossbred dogs still held the inside track. Arthur Walden and Emil St. Goddard won many races in New England and Canada during the 1920s. Walden's dogs were the big golden Chinooks, a freighting dog, and St. Goddard's were hound husky crosses bred for speed. For his part in the promotion of the sport in New England, Arthur Walden held the inevitable title Father of New England Sled Dog Racing. For nearly 20 years, he traveled all over the Northeast, including Canada, driving his teams in races and exhibitions at schools and fairs. For much of that time, his famous dog Chinook was on lead and was a welcome companion at ball games, lectures, and promotional visits. With a breeding program that included not selling any dog that could not reproduce to Walden standards, he developed his unique dogs and sold them as sled dogs and pets. In 1928, Walden, age 56, and with his special breed of sled dog, ventured from New Hampshire and his New England Sled Dog Club from the races and the farm where he taught dog driving and joined Admiral Byrd's Antarctic expedition. His position was that of dog handler. His chief assistant was his faithful lead dog, Chinook. Chinook did not make it back to New England from his trip to Antarctica, and the Manchester, New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper carried a tribute story to this fine sled dog on January 24, 1929. Walden returned to New Hampshire and remained a popular speaker on sled dogs. His life touched all the aspects from dog punching to racing, from kennel manager to explorer. He brought the spirit of the Gold Rush dog team from Alaska, and he instigated sport races a continent away from their original home. Walden lived to be 91 years old, straddling the animated decades from the 1870s into the 1960s. Without Arthur Walden, the lore and the lure of the sled dog would be much less than it is.
You know, those Chinook dogs, they're a special type of sled dog. I don't think anybody is running anything like that anymore, but I know that they still have quite a following over there in New England, and I occasionally see them in Dog World magazine for sale at, I would imagine, the original kennel of Arthur Walden. And they are some of the larger freighting type dogs, kind of a cross in terms of size between a Siberian and a Malamute. They're quite large. I don't know if they would do well in today's racing environment of speed and stamina, but I do think that they could hold their own on a very good long distance and or freighting race, and I think they would do very well for tours and or camping with sled dogs.
You know, absolutely, and the Chinook kennels, they have done a remarkable job protecting this breed and keeping them pure. And you speak about dogs being pure in your courses for people that want to become dog trainers with our business. And, you know, I think that Chinooks are probably one of the best representations of what a dog purely is.
He's bred for one particular thing, to be a sled dog.
Right, and they're not bred for beauty. They are bred for brawn because they were freight dogs. Our son Kyle has had a passion for Chinook since he was 8 years old.
And, you know, I imagine that's exactly how that breed of dog has eventually developed into things like the Alaskan Husky, where they've taken particular parts of particular dogs and bred them together to truly be the perennial sled dog, to be able to do exactly what he's bred to do. And that's why this sport is so unique, is because we have taken the best aspects of a lot of things and turned it into something that is great.
Absolutely, you know, and I want to put some props out there to Mr. Walden for doing the exhibitions and the educational tours. I mean, he is the epitome of guys like Hugh Neff and Jeff King and all the others that go out there and do the tours in the off seasons. He started those.
I think he did, and we can't forget our good buddy Sepala, who did it as well. I mean, he really started the tours. And just a couple of days ago, I wrote a story about one of the most famous lead dogs, Balto, and that received some pretty good press on Facebook and Twitter. One lady said, "I am so glad you posted that. Very few people know the story of Balto." Of course, a lot of people have watched the movie, the animated movie. I believe it was a Disney film, but it just doesn't hold as much strength as the true story of some of these not only great mushers but great dogs.
Well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people know the story of Balto, but they don't realize that he was a sled dog.
Right.
That he worked as a sled dog day in and day out. He wasn't just a hero dog that ended up on a team that took this serum across the country. They took a little piece of the story of Balto and turned it into an animated movie, which was wonderful, but it is sad that they don't do the historical version.
And that's why we're doing it on Mush U Huskies, and hopefully we're going to talk about Togo probably next week, Sepala's famous lead dog. We're going to talk about that lead dog as well. So here on Mush U Huskies, we're not only covering the history of the sport in the off season, but what else people do with their dogs, like we said, whether it be dry land racing or karting or anything else. If you have questions or comments, make sure you send them to us at live@dogdoctorradio.com or post a comment or a question on Facebook or Twitter. Just type in my name, Robert Forto, or Siberian Huskies or Mush U Huskies or Denver Dog Works or whatever. It will pull us up on Google and you can ask away. Michelle, what else do you want to talk about?
You know, I'd like to say that I think that we should do a photo contest here on Mush U Huskies. We need some photos on our website of dogs mushing, and I'd like to have people send in their favorite dog sledding picture. I don't care if you're the musher or you're just a spectator. Send us in some photographs. We'll pick a winner, and you can be put in a drawing to win an iPod Shuffle.
iPod Shuffle, that is the perennial giveaway on our radio shows. Why? Because you can take that iPod Shuffle and download all the Dog Doctor Radio and Mush U Husky radio shows that you want to listen to. And while you're sweating to the oldies, or in my case, sweating to the heavy metal at 24-hour fitness, you can listen to our glorious voices every time you work out. What motivation is that?
You know, I'm just looking for the photos because I'm trying to get some people out there talking about mushing well before the season starts, that only are interested when the Iditarod is going on. You know, we have such a huge following of NASCAR and all of these other sports that started here in America, and I really think that dog sledding loses out.
So, Mush U Huskies is doing a photo contest. Send them to live@dogdoctorradio.com, and at the end of the month, the end of July, we will pick the winner. Hopefully it's more than one picture. We will pick the winner and send you an iPod Shuffle. Again, send them to live@dogdoctorradio.com. And if you like what you're hearing on your show, not only tell your friends, but hit that favorite button on Blog Talk Radio, and you will get a reminder every week of when we're going to be on, if we change times, or anything else. Michelle, do you want to close?
Absolutely. Get out there and do stuff with your dogs.
My name is Dr. Robert Forto. You're listening to Mush U Huskies, brought to you by Denver Dog Works and part of Twine Group Media. We'll see you on the trail. Never forget your dreams. Goodbye.